Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Senate version of the state operating budget for next fiscal year, approved on Wednesday, includes roughly $5.5 million owed to the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. According to a letter sent to the Department of Education and Early Development, Commissioner Dina Bishop, the Kenai Peninsula District was shortened over $5 million in funding for the borough school in February. The letter identifies three school districts that experienced a maintenance equity shortfall: the North Slope, Juneau, and the Kenai Peninsula. According to the letter, the North Slope District was shortened by approximately $190,000, the Juneau School District approximately $2.5 million, and the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District with approximately $5.5 million. The KPBSD and the Anchorage School District are owed a large sum of money because of the aftermath of the pandemic. Due to COVID-19, the state accepted a total of $380 million from the federal government. The U.S. Department of Education did warn the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development that it was potentially becoming non-compliant with the requirements originally agreed upon. However, Deed ignored the warnings. This will be reviewed by Senators Bert Stedman, Lindman Hoffman, and Donald Olson, as well as House Representatives Delana Johnson, Bryce Edmond, and Dan Ortiz in a conference committee to resolve any differences between the budgets passed by each of the chambers. Per the American Rescue Plan Act, states are required to comply with the provisions that are intended to support school districts that are serving a large number of students who come from low-income families. However, the federal government says that Alaska hasn't heeded these provisions and thus owes a combined total of $29 million to four different school districts. An Alaska plane that crashed had an eyewitness that said smoke was coming from the engine after takeoff. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A witness saw smoke coming from one of the engines of an old military plane that crashed last week shortly after taking off in a flight to deliver fuel to a remote Alaska village, according to a preliminary crash report released on Thursday. The witness said that shortly after the plane took off from a Fairbanks airport on April 23rd, he noticed that one of its engines wasn't running and that there was a white smoke coming from it, the National Transportation Safety Board stated. When the plane turned south, he saw that the engine was on fire, it says. Not long after that, the 54D DC airplane, a military version of the World War II-era Douglas DC-4, crashed and burned, killing the two pilots. Before the crash, one of the pilots told air traffic control there was a fire on board and that he was trying to fly the 7 miles back to Fairbanks. Surveillance video showed white smoke behind the engine, followed by flames, the report states. Seconds later, a bright white explosion is seen just behind the number one engine, followed by fragments of airplane wreckage falling to the ground. The roughly 80-year-old airplane then began an uncontrolled descending left turn with the engine separating from the wing. The plane landed on a slope above the Tanana River and slid down to the bank, leaving a trail of debris. The engine, which came to rest on the frozen river, has been recovered and will undergo a detailed examination, the report says, noting that much of the plane burned after the crash. The probable cause of the crash will come in a future report. Air tankers deliver fuel to many Alaska rural communities, especially those off of the road system that have no way for barges to reach them. The plane was owned by Alaska Air Fuel Inc., which did not offer immediate comment on Thursday. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.